A civil trial in a federal court in Wilmington, Delaware, hinges on the question of whether the huge deal that brought automakers Chrysler and Daimler-Benz together was, as advertised, a merger of two equals, or a takeover of the American company by the German one. That's what stockholder Kirk Kerkorian charges. He's claiming fraud. Here is a stunning fact reported in today's Financial Times coverage of that trial. The top people in neither company bothered to actually read the document that described their merger agreement at the time it was made. James Politi reports for the Financial Times. And James Politi, what was this document and who didn't read it?
Well, the document was a 102-page business combination agreement which Daimler, Benz, and Chrysler signed at the time of the 1998 merger, which was the largest industrial merger. And Kirk Kerkorian, the billionaire casino owner who's now bringing the suit against Daimler-Benz and was Chrysler's largest shareholder at the time, didn't read it entirely. He only browsed it. And not only did Mr. Kerkorian not read it, but Jürgen Schremp, who was negotiating on behalf of Daimler-Benz at the time, said he only relied on experts to cascade up the important parts of the deal, of this business combination agreement, rather.
This lawsuit hinges on a distinction between a merger and a takeover. Is it clear to everybody who's taking part in this trial, and to those of you who are covering it, what that distinction actually boils down to? What's the difference?
The difference is that in a merger of equals, usually two companies join together and the managements merge and there's a stock exchange, and essentially the two companies just simply come together, while in a takeover, you get a situation in which one of the two companies eventually gains control of the other, and usually in a takeover situation, a control premium is paid, so more money is paid to shareholders.
Your newspaper played a rather pivotal role in this case and actually provided the basis for Kirk Kerkorian to bring his lawsuit.
Kirk Kerkorian filed a lawsuit about 3 weeks after the Financial Times had published an article based on an interview with Mr. Schremp, in which Mr. Schremp, among other things, signaled that Chrysler had been made a division of Daimler-Chrysler, of the merged group, from day one of the merger. And so this was the basis upon which the lawsuit was launched, and indeed much of the FT article was played and replayed in court over the past 3 weeks.
I mean, Mr. Schremp said that the talk of the merger of equals was necessary to maintain morale at the time, but the deal actually described something different?
Well, what he said was that although he was perfectly straight with shareholders and the investment community, and the two sides were perfectly comfortable with using the word division to describe Chrysler, he had to be careful in communicating with his employees because he didn't want to destroy morale, particularly on the Chrysler side in Michigan, where the issue of the independence of Chrysler was particularly sensitive right around the time of the merger agreement.
Well, does it weaken Kirk Kerkorian's case that even though he was a major stockholder of Chrysler at the time, that he didn't bother to actually sit down and read the entire 102-page document that described the takeover or the merger or whatever it was?
I think it's absolutely stunning that he didn't, that he only browsed through the document. And I think in some ways it does weaken his case, although I think that as far as Mr. Kerkorian is concerned, it doesn't matter whether he read the document or not. He had other people read the document for him, and Mr. Schremp was deceitful and fraudulent all the same.
James Politi, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Reporter James Politi of the Financial Times newspaper talking with us about the trial in Wilmington, Delaware on the civil lawsuit brought by stockholder Kirk Kerkorian against Daimler Chrysler and its top management.